The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Okay. Welcome to John Stepmuller's show. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II. I'm sitting in out of Alaska today. John's off doing something. And I'm just going to make a couple of... He does a lot of stuff on current stuff. I'm not prepared to do that on current stuff. I'm going to just comment on a couple of things. Then I'm going to talk about something that affects everybody listening. Things that we think we know that aren't so, with real cases, and they're ongoing. First of all, I cannot believe how absolutely obstructionist and evil the Democratic Party has become. No matter what Trump does, he keeps winning. Jobs are up, employment numbers, unemployment is way down. He's making the NATO people pay up. We are no longer going to be the piggy bank that everybody relies upon. We're no longer going to supply all of our military they are our friends as long as we supply the military to protect them, while at the same time they're robbing us. They won't buy from us, but we buy from them. We're the piggy bank for them. And then somehow we have created, we're evil because we want them to pay their fair share, like in NATO or more. It's their dang country, it's not ours. And we want to have fair trade. Not free, fair. You buy our stuff, we buy your stuff. But so that comes out about equal. Instead of we're buying all your stuff to help your economy and putting our people out of work. And our manufacturing plants out of work. I just can't make this stuff up. I don't know what to say anymore. And then these idiots, they got to be total idiots. Get rid of ICE, have open borders. You have open borders, we will have no country. We'll be like Venezuela before it's over. And they're socialist and communist. In reality, they're committing treason. A lot of their acts are treasonous. And then we got this Russian nonsense with Mueller going on and on about nothing. There's a much to do about nothing, a nothing burger. And it's still going on with conclusive evidence. Actually, some of the stuff that Hillary and McCabe of the FBI and Comey of the FBI and Clapper, all these people, some of the stuff is treason. Treason is waging laws against the United States with some sort of an affirmative act of violence that creates violence. That is the definition of treason. They are waging war on the laws of the United States. Our republic's been overthrown. And you know who did it? They did it with our support. Because we do not know who we are. We do not understand. It's done with terms. Everything has got term. They take a new they take a word like dog and say term. The term dog means cat. And when we're thinking dog, they're talking about a cat. All of these code sections and the ordinances, local and state and fed, it's all terms. Go look at the definitions. There is a reason for a limited amount of the use of terms, so that a law is very concise and clear. They have used term definitions to overthrow our republic, and we don't even get it. How would we? Unless you spend some time doing it, looking into this stuff, and have Westlaw, which I have, $358 a month, which is going up another 5%. So it'll be $370 or $80 a month, so that you can actually go through the complete law library, searching books and for terms or phrases or something, and you can do it in 10 to 15 seconds. More power than a 10,000 attorneys. The whole law library. I have access to that. There are a few things I don't have, but they don't have anything to do with what I need to. All the case law, all the statutes, all these law reviews, all kinds of stuff. Legislative history. Things that the average person has no chance of ever seeing. So how can you understand it? People think they know what something means. We have no clue. And how would we know? As to Trump's selection, I got to go with Trump. I don't have enough facts. But if he says he's a good guy, I'm going to have to go with that. His last choice was great. And if we can get rid of Ginsburg up there, she screwed up. She thought she would hang around and Hillary would be in there. And, hey, we'll get another liberal appointed by Hillary. Whoops, oops. Never happened. It's amazing. Wouldn't it be nice to have a 6-3? And then we got those two women that up there, dumber and dang, or as liberal as it can mean. One of them, I forget which one, has never even been in a trial. And she ends up in the Supreme Court, Justice. I don't want to say. This stuff is beyond the matrix, because we're in the matrix, folks. You don't own your car. You think you do. I know how they did it. I got the documents to prove it. You don't own your land, maybe in some areas of this country, but I can tell you one thing, in Alaska, you sure don't, and many places I've looked, we don't own the land. We don't even know our citizenship. That's so critical. Esau in the Bible found out about that. He sold his birthright. Your citizenship is your birthright for some lentil beans and some porridge. He lost his lineage and right the property. We're doing the same thing. Everybody thinks you're a citizen of the United States, and people will fight you tooth and nail. We're not. And I'm going to get into some of the stuff today about the IRS. Everybody says, there's no law in Title 26. Required, there's no duty. Oh, absolutely, there is. It's there. We just got to learn how to read. It's taken me a lot of years. I went back this. I've been tracking around, chasing around Title 26. And there's very few parts of it have anything to do with you. Or actually, all it does is prove that it has nothing to do with you or me. And if reality would get down to it, it was the Internal Revenue Code that was put into the law. Title 26 was, quote, never made positive law, so it just mirrors it. And that's another fact. Truth is stranger than fiction. But is there a law that requires somebody's to donate? Is there a law in Title 26? You hear the other part about it, the income tax is voluntary. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, which I'm going to get into more of it in the show here, and volunteer with a W-4, yes, you can volunteer to do anything. You can give all your money away to the NRA or to the NAACP, a communist outfit, or the Southern Law Poverty Outfit, another communist Marxist outfit. But no law says you can't do that. You can gift it if you want. But we get down to, where is the law? We get down to the fact what we think we know that's not so is what kills us. And you and me, just like in the V for Vendetta, look in the mirror, we're the guilty parties. Our ignorance and being illiterate, because we have people that dumb us down, give us bad information, and they never tell us the truth. Almost never. Or if they do, a little bit of the truth with a whole bunch of nonsense. And it's up to us to have a moral compass and a fiber and critical thinking to check these things out. See, they should call me Father Ralph. I'm not Catholic, but I love confessions of their documents. I read their stuff, and they actually confess to what they're doing if you have access to it. But the problem is, unless you have Westlaw, which is what all the big attorney firms and all these people have, there's Lexis, but Westlaw is better. It's got more things, more comprehensive. Unless you can follow these things that are hot linked through, you have no chance. You cannot, by going to a law library or someplace, you can get a few little, you get a glimmer of something, but there is no way you can hold your own with these liars. These attorneys are liars and thieves. Most of them. Not all of them, but the majority of them. And after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a recording here of somebody that's had a, quote, target letter. They came out to his business, James McAlpine, and took books and records, copied his hard drives and all this stuff, gave him a summons, or a search warrant. The probable cause was determined by somebody that's supposed to have an affidavit attached according to the summons and according to the attorney. He can't see that. So where's the probable cause? Oh, you can't see that. Well, where's the property to be searched? That's supposed to be on a search warrant, too. It has to be limited. Oh, well, you can't see that either. But now, if you get an attorney, I'll talk to him. Because, you see, we want to make a plea deal before we go to trial. They're trying to scare McAlpine. Back in 2014, he's the only case that I know of. Books and records, and by the way, there is a way to defeat these books and records and these reduced to judgment people, or even criminal, if people want to learn, there's ways to do it. And I'm working on getting this information out. I have a McAlpine's. We're going to work on that. We'll see how it turns out. I have a reduced to judgment case that I can't give the name out. They did the thing was up for sale. They did a complete 180. Put in a motion to dismiss and a motion to vacate. I've never seen him back down from a judgment when they're wanting to steal your property. Got the other side, United States of America, a sovereign body politic, which is another major issue that nobody takes on. They responded with a nothing opposition of about 2.5 pages because they can't oppose it. Think there's nothing they can do. So they can't talk about it. We got nothing to say. Basically, it was a nothing burger. I have a civil case that I'm going to be providing research on. And that's just on a reduced to judgment. And the interrogatories, admissions, and all that is going to be a hoot. Because the real party of interest is United States of America. And all United States District Courts, conclusive evidence do not arise under Article 3, Section 1 and 2. They are not constitutional courts. The public record says it was patterned after the territory of Hawaii. And that's a fact. I got all the documentation, and it's public records. It's their stuff. I love confessions from liars and thieves. But we're going to be taking them on in a reduced judgment. I got a case sitting in Richard McAlpine's is in the Court of Appeals. Provided research on that. They got him supposedly for, he did a bench trial. And by the way, if you do anything with the tax issues, you always want to have a bench trial so you can talk the law in front of the judge. Of course, they couldn't. Once Judge Senek found out that what we were doing was using term definitions, he wouldn't do it because he can't. This is what I'm going to get into today and try to make it simple enough that people can understand the actual truth, but take nothing that I say as true. Validate it yourself. Put it, run it through your main logic, critical thinking. I have a IRS list, and it's IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. $250 postal money order a year to get documents. Or if you can't afford it, you send me an email. Just say you can't. Tell me why, and you're at it. Just like that, that quick. I look up cases as I can or whatever, try to help people that have problems that are on the IRS list. People that want to know, that want the real facts, the real truth, that want to step out of the matrix, and it is not easy. I guarantee you, it is not an easy walk. And anybody that says it is, anybody that says they got a silver bullet, run. I have the truth that I can provide, different truths that you can validate. And it's making these guys, so like in Richard Rappert's case up there, went up on appeal. He was found guilty on a few things. It went from 40 years down to 50 days in jail. But that's not good enough. Went up to the Court of Appeals. They wouldn't do a mandamus to make the lower court do what it do, so they turned it around. So we filed a court. We did their little appeal nonsense. Did the appellate brief. They're supposed to, the other side, the, quote, state of Minnesota, supposed to file what's called an appellee brief, and I've never seen it. They didn't respond. We hit them so hard between the eyes, they had nothing to say. So now they're going to have a closed meeting August 7th or 8th, somewhere along in there. And the three judges are going to rule on what's going on. The other side never even responded. I've been monitoring this stuff for about 25 years. I've never seen the other side on the appellate courts not file in something. It's always garbage, but they at least file. They didn't even file. I've never seen one like that. We get back to James McAlpine, 2014, Books and Records. This is the first case that I have been able to document. They walked away. The United States of America decided they didn't want to pursue him anymore. They said, we're withdrawing our petition. I've never seen one like that before. Maybe somebody else has one. I know the game now. We finally found that out, how to really tweak these guys and actually have a real, an excellent chance of winning in the United States corrupt courts. We took John Thornton's case in Minnesota to the appeals court, and all they said is they did a rule 47B, which says, we affirm but don't enforce. Then they come back 2 years later and they did a summons or a contempt of court on him on books and records stuff. And they did an actual star chamber, the trilemma. They got him in there and got him under, and the judge and everybody's asking him questions. Back in a minute. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back here, and this is Ralph Winteroth. I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller today, and we're going to get into something that where the law is for Title 26, the Internal Revenue, the duty, and but anyway, in McAlpine's case, they walked away from books and records. What you will find, and we found this in Thornton's case, like I say, we have to push these guys, but what we found is in Thornton's case, John Thornton's case up there, we actually pushed a Muslim, Sammy was his name, and he's a not an immigrant, but his family is a Muslim. I'm sorry, but I'm not into that. These people, they really have no business over here because they will not assimilate. They're into the Sharia law and all that nonsense is supreme, regardless of everything. But anyway, what's the con? But they get everybody. They get books and records. They get foreclosures, reduced to judgment, court with not one person sworn in. How can that be? How do they pull that off? Well, we made Sammy cough it up. He's from Pakistan, his parents or whatever lineage. And I'd never seen it in a magistrate. The con, how they get these reduced to judgments to work with not one person sworn in to give testimony. They always file in a petition for a books and records, or they file in a reduced adjustment. You take a look, there's always a declaration by an IRS agent. Always. Without exception. And how do they do it? What they do, they take that declaration, it has a whole bunch of administrative gibberish, which has basically nothing to do with anything, but they tie it to a public record. And that public record under Evidence Rule 901 Number 7 is self-authenticating. And that magistrate, and Sammy said twice when we pushed him in Thornton's case, I say we, but it's I just do legal research. I'm not an attorney, not a counselor. He admitted when this is filed, this declaration we're tied to this public record, if you do not rebut each and every part of the declaration and the public record, it is taken as true. Yes, sir. And like they did in Thornton's case, then it rises through clear and convincing evidence what is the standard in a civil case, because nobody's rebutted it. Declarations, affidavits, interrogatories, those type of things are considered evidence. So everybody loses from the very get-go. And all of these books and records and all of these reduced to judgment, because nobody rebutted the stuff. You file all kinds of motions. You don't have subject matter jurisdiction. You don't have this. You don't have that. It's irrelevant. Because you see, they're using the Roman civil law, because the real party of interest is always, always, without exception, United States of America since 1913. It's not United States. It changed in 19 since the 17th Amendment. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And I put that, by the way, into a public record so people can use it. I'm going to be publishing that. Is United States of America a sovereign body politic? I thought we the people were the sovereigns. How did that all happen? Well, we got a whole bunch of us out here that have been signing up to be citizens of the United States for representatives, because we don't know any better. The elective franchise and the right of suffrage is only in citizens of one of the several states, like the citizen of Texas. There is nothing for a citizen of the United States that he has no right of suffrage, no elective franchise. All it is when that person does the mechanical showing up to vote, that there's no discrimination. That's all it does. 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, these things are prohibitions against the state and the state actors. They are not organic amendments. They are prohibitions only. And they remain dormant until the state or state actors do something. That's in the Cruikshank, Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank cases. And I got it in a congressional amendment and in a research document. This citizen of the United States is a ruse. Everybody said, oh, I'm a 14th Amendment citizen. It didn't change nothing. Nothing changed. Except one thing. And I got this in the research. If I were in Texas, am born a citizen of the United States, or citizen of Texas. I'm an American citizen also. And I owe permanent allegiance to the United States, but I am not a citizen of the United States. Because I am domiciled in Texas, so I am a citizen of Texas. My protections are that Constitution. Back at a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. This is Ralph Winterode. I'm sitting in for John Stapmiller. And let me set this up. This is a Calpine calling the attorney, Don Gast, G-A-S-T. He's in North Carolina, Western District. And they've charged, they did this search warrant. They found probable cause. He was not invited. They bypassed the preliminary examination where you have a right to show up and challenge it. They just gave you 7201. What's that? And who is the real party of interest? All these things, they just say you have a federal tax liability and that's it. It's all general nonsense. And for some reason, nobody, and I'm not sure why, they don't know. I know why people don't do it, but why the attorneys don't, a lot of them don't know. They really don't know. Or as I had one of them, Eisen down there in Texas, giving him some information on the deal, and he said they would kill me or they would debar me. I had another one, Bernhoff, case down in Florida. The guy was, he said, well, you can't use the scorched earth thing, which means you can't use the real truth. Well, then what's my defense? I'm supposed to go in, tie both hands behind my back, tie my feet so I can't run, and I'm going to defend? In McAlpine's case, we have some specific questions which he won't answer. We're trying to get him to confess that he has counsel, that there is a counsel for the United States of America, because they won't go there because they can't. And the United States of America is the real body of, is the moving party, the government. And watch him deflect some of this. So let's go ahead and play that recording.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the U.S. Attorney's Office. How may I help you?
Is Mr. Gast available?
Let me check. Hold on one second.
Okay. Jim McAlpine, we talked the other day. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good. How are you?
Listen, going over this stuff, I just jotted down some questions, if you don't mind. I appreciate some help on it. I understand that, you understand that I'm not using an attorney at this point. Is that your understanding?
Is it my understanding that you decided not to hire a lawyer?
Yeah. I just wanted to be clear that I was communicating that correctly to you.
Whether you hire one or not is up to you.
Right, yeah, I understand.
I strongly recommend you otherwise. But
right. Yeah, sir, I know. On the first page of the warrant, it says that an application for a federal law enforcement officer or an attorney for the government requests a search of the following person or property. And it talks about Western North Carolina, et cetera. And it gives the property address. And then in parentheses, it says affidavit and attachment A. Mm-hmm. So my first question is, was the search warrant filed by a federal law enforcement officer or an attorney for the government?
The affidavit was signed by a federal law enforcement officer, and then the judge signed it.
Oh, okay. All right. It says there's a copy of the attachment A and the affidavit, but it wasn't there.
They don't normally serve the target with the attachment. They just serve you with the actual cover sheet. But you'll be able to get that once you're indicted.
Well, how do I know what there was an affidavit? Is there one, or how do I even know there was one? It says on the search warrant that it's there. It says it's attached.
Right. Yeah. Again, this is why I kind of strongly recommend you get a lawyer. And the reason being is that you're kind of focused right now on technicalities. I'm not suggesting the technicalities aren't important. They are. Those kinds of technicalities are things that would be properly addressed post indictment. This target letter that you've been served with, this is an opportunity for you to get a lawyer in order to negotiate something that perhaps might be more favorable to your interests before indictment. And so I'm not, the purpose of this pre-indictment period that we're giving you is not to dicker over technicalities. That's not the point of it. The point of it is to, if you get a lawyer and we want to start negotiating a plea resolution, I'm happy to show them all the documents that if your lawyer is concerned about technicalities, I'm happy to show them all those to them. But I'm not going to show them to you if we're not. The purpose of this time period is to negotiate a plea resolution. If you don't want to negotiate a plea resolution right now because you're concerned about technicalities, that's totally fine. It's just that we're going to indict you, and then we'll deal with all that after you're indicted and after you're arrested. So it's not that's not the purpose of this time period that we're building in. And I understand that that's confusing because you're not familiar with the process, which, again, is why I strongly advise you to get a lawyer because, like I said last week, you wouldn't want to perform surgery on yourself. I think representing yourself is not a very good idea. This is all complicated territory, and the law is difficult, and there's lots of technicalities that your lawyers will understand better which ones are worth pursuing and which ones are not. But
but don't I have a right, as pro se, to this material?
You don't right now because you've not been charged with anything.
So
that's what I'm telling you. You're misunderstanding the purpose of this next couple weeks. The purpose of this next few weeks is to give you an opportunity to engage in plea discussions. It's not to go through all these technicalities. Like I said, technicalities are important, and and you certainly have the right to have those addressed, but that right matures once you're indicted. You don't really have that right now.
So I don't have the right to determine what the probable cause was for this search warrant at this point.
I'm not going to give you legal advice because it's a conflict of interest for me to give you legal advice. So I can't answer questions like that for you. That's again why you have to have a lawyer. If you don't know the answer to those questions, then you need to either find the answers out yourself or get a lawyer that can help you with those.
If I had an attorney, would you be disclosing this to him? Would you be sharing this material with him?
If he was really that hooked up on that issue, I probably would. But your attorney would probably not be talking about those things at this stage because this is not the time for those issues to be discussed. Again, you're getting an opportunity that most people don't get by getting served with a target letter. Getting served with a target. Most people, when they're charged with crimes, they're just indicted and arrested and brought in, and then they get their full discovery rights, and they have an initial appearance, and they have an arraignment, and all those things. You are getting a target letter because it's giving you an opportunity to get a lawyer and try to work out a plea pre-indictment that is maybe end up being more favorable to you. And not everybody gets that opportunity, and so no, you don't have rights to discovery. You don't have rights to certain things at this stage because you've not been charged with a crime yet. Any more than anybody else who is under investigation for a crime could come and demand seeing things. Because if you've not been indicted, you don't have a right to those things. You get the difference?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I'm just
wondering. So the attachment A, the affidavit weren't there. It seems like that's not in compliance with the search warrant, though.
I can't tell you legal. Legal advice. I can just tell you I have every confidence in that the indictment is the search warrant rather is valid. And really, you know, whether it is or isn't, it is kind of immaterial to your charges and the target letter right now. But yes, there was an attachment. You just weren't provided a copy.
Okay. Even though the warrant said that it was attached.
It was attached when the judge signed it.
Yeah, but I mean, the copy that I was supposed to be given doesn't have it on it, so I'm kind of in the dark, and I'm not able to defend myself or, you know, to respond properly. And another thing, it doesn't list the property to be seized. I mean, a warrant's supposed to have that on it.
Yeah, that also is an attachment, and that was a search of the judge. And, you know, whether or not you were given a copy, I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head, but I take your word for it that you say you weren't. But once you're indicted, that will all be part of your discovery. But again, I think the better use of this time is to get a lawyer so that we can begin the negotiation process. Now, if you're not wanting to negotiate, if you're wanting to simply fight it, then that's totally fine. That's your right. We'll start talking about these things once you're indicted.
Okay. Back in 14, there was a case filed that I was involved with. It was case number 1-14, MC9, and the plaintiff or petitioner was the United States of America. So is this the same plaintiff or petitioner in this instant case?
Well, there isn't a case right now. You haven't been indicted. Pre-indictment negotiation time, but...
There's a case number, so...
Right, yeah, there's a case number for filing purposes when there's a search warrant issued, but... So there's not a... there's not a criminal case initiated against you yet.
Okay.
But that's what the target letter says, is there's one coming. So you need to, or you ought to, you're advised to get a lawyer so that we can engage in pre-indictment, plea negotiation. If you can't or won't do that or don't have a desire to do that, that's fine. But then we'll talk more when you're indicted.
Okay.
And
on the on the search warrant, it refers to this case states by an attorney for the government on the search warrant. So I'm presuming that the government is still the United States of America. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So who is the counsel for the United States of America in this case? Are you the counsel?
I'm the prosecutor handling the case, yes, sir.
So you would be the counsel for the United States of America?
Yeah, I'm the prosecutor side of the case, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're saying again that if I get an attorney, you will communicate with him and give him information that you're not giving me that I'm asking for. Is that correct?
Well, again, you need to talk to an attorney because you're not understanding what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is that I can't give you legal advice, and I don't want to have plea negotiations with an unrepresented person because I think that's bad for you and bad for me, mostly bad for you. So once you're indicted, if you want to still go pro se at that point, you can. It's just at that point, then that's when you start having rights attaching to rights to discovery, things like that. That's when those rights mature. So it's not that I'm not willing to share things with you. It's just now is not the time for that. And if you have a lawyer and want to earnestly discuss plea negotiations, then I will be happy to make a reverse proffer and show you and that attorney both everything that you would need to satisfy yourself that you are in enough of a pickle that plea negotiations is something that you need to do. Now, if you don't want to engage in those kind of discussions right now, that's fine. But I'm not going to be showing you those things outside of that posture because it's not time for that. You don't have a right to it yet.
Okay.
Indicted, you have a right to discovery. There's a rule 16. There's a rule that tells you what you're entitled to once you're indicted. And certainly we will, of course, provide all that at that time. But, again, you're putting the cart ahead of the horse.
I was not asking about giving it to me. I was just saying if I have an attorney, would you speak with him, pre-indictment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
then I don't have the concerns that I'm negotiating with an unrepresented person.
So, Got it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And we'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Are you shocked? You should be. You notice how he evaded the wouldn't answer, are you counsel for the United States of America? Why wouldn't he just say so? If the United States of America is on the criminal or civil, there has to be a counsel for the United States of America. What they do in these cases, I'm here on behalf of, and they swap it over to United States. Behalf of means you are not a party to the action. You're for the benefit of it. They see they won't go there. There are things that they cannot do. There are rules between the good and evil. There are lines they cannot cross. They can't use your true Christian name or proper name, proper noun. They can't use that. Upper and lower case when they charge you. They won't do that. The IRS letters won't. They won't put the periods behind the initials. Why? Because in the world of Babylon, they put it, it's all caps. All caps is a fictional site. You're not going to win with it, but it's true. They're not bringing McAlpine into a constitutional court. It's called the District Court of the United States. That court went in the closet in 1948, and they brought forth a new court called United States District Court. that says it has judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of the district court? I didn't know the district court had a constitution. The Constitution says judicial power of the United States. That judicial power arises under or comes from, is created from, the Constitution of the United States. How do you have judicial power of a district court? That's in 28 U.S.C. 138.2. And they say they're doing this because it's established practice. That's their authority. To use the territory of Hawaii, that's in the revisor's notes, and revisor's notes are used and have standing. You can't, I don't know what to say anymore.
No reason to get excited.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Well, we're back here. This is Ralph Winterode. I'm setting in for John Stepmiller. Does this recording shock you? Search warrant. You said, we're not going to give you, you don't, it says on the search warrant, see an affidavit and attachment A. Oh, well, you don't have a right to see the probable cause to validate if the search warrant's valid. We just show you that there is one, but you don't have the right to see the probable cause affidavit that says C, the attachment affidavit and attachment A? Oh, no, no, you don't get to do that. You don't get to see the property that they can seize, which it says another attachment. Search warrants are limited. This doesn't come out there and take anything and everything you want to take home. They have to, for search warrants, have to be specific what they can and cannot do. If it's in plain open, are you taking books, records, computers? What are you taking, toilet paper? I don't know. Oh, you don't have a right to see that. This guy said that. And then he says affirmative, you're going to be indicted after you're indicted. But you see, they want to talk to an attorney. Why do they want to talk to an attorney? Oh, these are all technical issues, and the attorney won't be concerned about them. Well, there's another one called the preliminary examination that was put in Rule 5 and 5.1. You have a right, if there's no indictment, which there's not, to have an independent judge in open court have them come in and give the statute that you have violated and evidence supporting thereof with sworn testimony. You then have a right as the accused to testify if you choose and to put in a limited amount of witnesses or documents in opposition. The judge, being an independent party, makes the determination of probable cause. Juries do not make probable cause determinations. I see this on news media that these people are so illiterate to what the English common law and what we have. Juries, technically, grand juries aren't even part of the judiciary. They're the people. They can do whatever they want. They don't know that. They can tell the prosecutor to take a hike, but they don't know that either. Sheldon, Washington, we may run out of time. Question, comment?
Yeah, real quick. You talked about summary judgment last week, and I couldn't get to you in time on Sunday. I'm getting ready to file one in Superior Court, and I'm going through the objections to summary judgment that I know he's going to file because he wants to stretch this out for billable hours. What is my, whether I fight an objection to a summary judgment with, sir?
Okay, please. Well, let me, just give me, what's the subject? We have to stay over because I'm probably not going to have time here if you're willing to do that. But first of all, what is the nature of the case? Is it tax or what?
No, it's real estate law, and I'll stay over because I've been at this for 3 years. And
you're in a state court?
Yes, I'm in a federal court in Washington State, yes.
Oh, okay, so it's a federal court. Okay, and have they filed for summary judgment?
No, he won't comply with my request for discovery on Rule 26 and Rule 16 to get together and have a powwow, and the judge said she would honor my motion to compel as soon as we had a sit down, and he keeps evading me. I've rented two rooms. I've made more than due diligence effort. I have proof of all that. And what we'll talk about after the break is the other side has nothing. He knows he has nothing. I have
And you put in a motion to compel, and the judge won't enforce it?
She won't enforce it because I haven't adhered to Rule 16 where opposing counsel and I sit down and share.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. We got to go to break here, and we'll be back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.